You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Yes, you are tuned into The Wire, and it's time for my little announcement, which I've probably built up too much, actually. I tend to do that. Anyhow, it is time for me to announce my resignation from the news and editorial director position here at 95 BFM. I had actually resigned prior to the lockdown back in February, before shit really hit the fan, before it even looked like shit was going to hit the fan, because I'd been thinking it is time to move on. I started this role after being a volunteer from 2014, and our very own current general manager, Caitlin McElhagger, who I knew from AGS, was volunteering, and I had mentioned to her in a history paper that my uncle, longtime BFM fan, said I had to join the news team, like I had to, and he kept telling me. She dragged me up here, and it was Anna Bracewell-Worrell and Gary Farrow who were the news directors at the time, and Anna continued to be my news director for the next few years. It was her who encouraged a very strong use of te reo in all of our bulletins, something I was very keen to be involved in, and when I started using Māori words in my stories and translating things for The Surf, she encouraged it rather than ignored it. Anna moved on and is now a political journalist for News Hub, working in the press gallery. Shemina Smith took over, and then in September 2017, I applied for the role when Shemina moved to London. This is probably not that interesting, but I do think it's important to acknowledge the whakapapa of my time here and my relationship to this place. A place I've now been connected to for upwards of 6 years. I started right before the last election in the news director role and was thrown into those politics in a brilliant, very BFM way. Since then, I've been finding my way as a news director and attempting to further cement the place of the 95 BFM news team in the wider news sphere, as have all those news directors before me. I wanted to play a little sting in between this little spiel, and I did this sting for our 50th birthday last year, and it's sort of, I guess, a little bit of a mihi to the news directors before me. Let's hear it.
Au we, rima te koutou. Harihuri tau ki a koe, irirangi poho, ko Lillian tēnei te kai whakahaere o ngā kawe pūrongo mai i te iarere iwa te kaumārima. Lillian here, the current news director, product of a long line of news directors who have enjoyed bringing you no-nonsense news for 50 years. Happy birthday, B. Mīharo.
So that is indeed my mihi to all those news directors before me who have created what is now the 95 BFM news team, all in their own way at any given point. And I feel very privileged to have had that opportunity to add my 2 cents over the past couple of years. That job, though, has been made considerably easier given the incredible news team I work with. So first and foremost, I have to acknowledge them and their brilliant minds as they also find their way in this journalism world. I want to acknowledge Hugh Sunday, who hired me for whatever reason. Thank you for the opportunity. Caitlin and Sarah, who especially these past 2 months have been absolute toka tū moana for me. They've been solid pillars of support as a news director, but also as a woman. I want to thank Tess, our breakfast producer, for her unique, kind and incredible giving presence in the station and for being with me at 6:30 a.m. every morning, even though I'm late sometimes, or a lot of the time. There's so many more people to acknowledge and to thank. I mean, it'd be good if I could give individual thanks to all of our staff here and to all of my news team, but I don't think I have time. I will have a few more Wire shows to be able to do this, though, so I will hopefully get through everybody a slow, drawn-out goodbye, perhaps, which I probably will not enjoy. But given my last day was supposed to be the 1st of April, and no, it wasn't a joke then, and it's not a joke now, but we did have a global pandemic, so I sort of had to stick around a little longer, but I've very much enjoyed that. I've been able to really, I guess, get stuck in and host, I mean, yeah, every day. Wires every day. Daily Wires. That's been phenomenal fun. But again, I wouldn't have been able to do that without my news team. I think, though, a little bit longer can't hurt, so I will have a few more Wires. Practically, though, my last day is on Friday, so you'll have a new but old voice taking over your news roundups, Jemima Houston, who used to host The Monday Wire is taking up the role. Congratulations, Jemima, and will lead the team in the next exciting direction from here. Finally, thank you to all of you who have tuned in over the years. I've so very much enjoyed your conversations and your challenges, your ideas and your questions. Thank you for engaging with the news and with the issues that affect us all every day. I intend to continue to be involved with the news and with those issues in my next role working on current affairs show The Hui for a little bit before moving down to Wellington. So, that's me for this week. You'll hear me next week as I absolutely want to have a chance to say bye to Ellen and Marcus properly on Dear Science. I am going to leave you with a song, and it might not be a very BFM song, but it is in the playlist, so sue me, Sarah. It's a beautiful song, and it's one that I think would be nice to have as a bit of a nationwide anthem. What are they called? National anthem? I think this should be our national anthem. Anyhow, I've seen a few texts come in. Wow, this is lovely. Everyone is being incredibly kind. Somebody in capitals, you're so cool, Lillian. Thank you. How do you know that, though? And people saying, gonna miss your incredible work. Thank you. I really appreciate people engaging and giving me love at this moment. No, I'm not going to cry. It's okay. We've got some time. And actually, the whole point of BFM is that it continues and it rolls over and we get, you know, brand new voices, brand new people, new ideas, new energy. And that's what I'm looking forward to see. So, Lillian Hanley, signing out until next week, I suppose. Here's Aotearoa featuring Rhea Hall, Troy Kingi and Macy Dicker by Stan Walker. No te whenua o te atua tātou Aha ko anō hea mai koe Ka whawhai tonu mātou mō Ko au tō maunga atu tonu Ko te moana pari mai koe Ko koe te aua I takuremu Ko taua anō taua No te ole I kuna waka Hei tiaki Kaha tātou E mana tuku iho mai anō Whenua haumako Wairua ora Whai a tō ara ki te putunga Ma te piti no tata No te whenua o te atua tātou Aha ko anō ia mai koe Ka whawhai tonu mātou mō He kore roto te whenua He te mai ki a E toa au mōna e oke nei e E kore au e hina E uri no te roi mata Se toto o la tūpuna E kore au e wei e Kia kaha tātou ki tau I pai e Whakatinana kauai matuna Whenua haumako wairua Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.